There is disengagement with the Bible. There's an article from the Christian Post. You can find this probably in a lot of places. I'll leave a link. It says, as record Bible disengagement rages. This is not the Christian Post. I'm sorry. This is FaithWire, a division of CBN. As record Bible disengagement rages, researchers discover good reasons for hope. If key trend continues. Now, of course, they're looking for a good news angle here. The good news angle is confusing. I'm not going to cover it too much, but they're saying that, you know, young people, when asked certain questions, say that, you know, they've had some, you know, positive engagement with the Bible, something to that extent. You can read the article for yourself. There's no mention of the fact that the fastest growing religious group are nuns, the non-religious. Those are led by young people, also led by women. So I would actually question some of this, but they do acknowledge that more people are disengaging with the Bible. So that's a big trend. We know that. Now, this isn't specifically about more people leaving the church. So this includes church people as well. People are just disengaging with the Bible. They have various metrics that don't make a lot of sense. I tried to follow some of the links and dig into this a little bit more, but it's very vague. So what I want to do is just talk about two reasons why I think people would be disengaging with the Bible. All right. Especially young people. The first reason is that it is out of touch. And I think that people are moving away from fundamentalism in general, whether it is religious or political or anything else. Fundamentalism is an enemy of progress. So if you think about it, I'll be very controversial here. Founding documents, founding ideas, it's hard to progress from those. And if you elevate a founding idea to the point of something that is unchangeable, it becomes a religion and you become a fundamentalist of that religion. The Constitution, you know, Christians want to carry and merge even the Bible and the Constitution because these are fundamental documents. The Constitution represents the ideas of the people who founded the country. And I think they were better ideas than, you know, what existed for other countries. However, the people who founded the country, you know, 250 odd years ago, they have no idea. They had no idea of what the country would be today. The world was very different. People were very different. Politics was very different. And what we have today are people walking around as American fundamentalists saying that, you know, the founding fathers, they're like prophets. They were almost divine. How dare you speak against their original ideas? And besides, they made it possible for the Constitution to be amended. And, you know, that's good. It's probably one of the best things in the Constitution. But if you're a constitutional fundamentalist, you don't really believe in amendments either, because you think that the ideas that are presented are gospel. That is the dead center of what makes America great. And if you're progressive, you think, hey, great start. But as time goes on, we need to fix things. We need to amend things, change things with changing times so that we can progress from those initial ideas. And so we take it to religious documents as well. Even if you believe that the Bible, some parts of the Bible were good, it holds back social progress. If you become a Bible fundamentalist and you believe that this is our constitution from God and therefore it cannot change, and there's nothing in the Bible that allows for amendments. So it's really hard for a fundamentalist religious person to keep up with the times and for the book to keep up with the times. In our time, gay people exist. They exist. You can't pretend they don't exist. And they're just regular folks. They marry. That's a thing. It may not have been a thing in the Bible, but it doesn't matter because the Bible fundamentally doesn't really talk about it. And the way it talks about it, it does as if it's just unaware of the modern realities, which of course it is. And you have to have some magical thinking to say, oh no, they were perfectly aware, or at least the ultimate authors perfectly aware of modern realities. And what was said 2,500 years ago is still just as relevant today. So I think there's a pushback against this fundamentalism idea, which retards progress. And so even among Christians, young people are children of their time. They're not children of a time 2,500 years ago in a place far, far away. And so the more the Bible is presented as this unchanging thing that does not acknowledge modern realities, I think that there's more pushback there. So the second reason, the last one reason that I'll give, is I think people are disengaging with the Bible because it's futile. I've said this for a long time. It doesn't matter how much you study the Bible. It doesn't matter how much Greek you study. It doesn't matter how much Hebrew you study. It's futile because you can never get any true right answer about anything and know it. You can't. You can't end the debate in religion about whatever it is they're debating by knowing more stuff. Can't be done. Bart Ehrman is a New Testament scholar. But like him or not, in some things I think he's just flat out wrong about, but he is one of the premier New Testament scholars of our time. Try to get Christians to agree with him. But never mind Bart Ehrman, just try to get Christians to agree with each other. You know, Calvinism versus, you know, everything else can still cause a bar fight among scholars. Did Jesus die for everyone in the world to have a chance to be saved? Or did Jesus die to save the elect? Go ahead and walk in a room with scholars debating that. And you say, no, I've studied this. I've got the right answer, and here it is. You have not closed the door to a debate. You've simply become the latest person to enter the debate. There's no way to close the door on any particular debate that's going on in religion. Is baptism necessary? Is it even an important issue to talk about? There's a debate raging. You can't close the door on any of those debates. And when you have a disagreement with another Christian, anything that you think that they don't think is wrong from their perspective. You can't really move them to your side. They can't move you to their side. I mean, it happens every now and then. You know, power of persuasion and all that, sales tactics and all that. But there's nothing in the Bible that can actually end any of the debate. It's futile. So you can read the Bible and you can think that you understand it. And then you talk to another Christian who understands it in a completely different way. And at some point, a certain futility sits in, where you're asking, well, why am I even reading this thing? If it's just going to be wrong, if I just don't understand it, if I've got to wait on some kind of magical interpretation, you know, from an invisible spirit to understand this thing. And I think that young people are starting to see through it. People in general are starting to see through it. Christians, you know, average, everyday ma and pa Christians don't want to enter these theological debates. In fact, I dare say the majority of people sitting in denominations today don't even know what their denominational distinctives are. They don't know how or why their denomination differs from any other denomination. It's not why they're there. It was never why they're there. And the moment you start engaging that argument with the Bible, they shut down. Because they already know this is futile. They don't understand it. They don't pretend to understand it. They can't understand it. They've been confused by it for a long time. You know, they understand the stuff that they need to. Jesus loves me and died for me and I'm going to heaven. Shut up. That's all I got. That's all I need. Any more engagement just confuses me. And I think that this contributes to disengagement. I will say one other thing about this article. This short has gone very long. I will say one other thing about this article and this research. They say one of the few bright spots here is that Bible engagement seems to be doing very well among Black churches, Black Christians. Now, whenever I see something like this talking about Black anything, and it's something that's written by people who are not Black, I tend to think, you probably don't know what you're talking about. In this case, I would definitely say these people don't know what they're talking about. They don't have a clue. They are mistaking Black religiosity for actual spirituality and engagement, real engagement with the Bible. They don't understand the Black church at all. Especially the Black church in America. They just don't have a clue. The Black church in America is not about religion. It's about community. It's about solidarity. Historically, the Black church has been the only place that Black people could go. Well, historically, by, you know, back in the day. It's the only place where Black people could go and feel fully themselves. You know, there was a time when there was no Black church. It was just white Christians and slaves. And white Christians brought slaves into their churches, but those were racist affairs too. And eventually, white Christians said, you know what we could do? We could build Black churches and have them go over there. Those slave churches. That is literally why Black churches exist. Right. So, and for the first time, you know, away from the supervision of their white masters, Black people could be themselves. They could be who they were, feel free. And, they couldn't do that, in any other aspect of their lives. And so that is historically the case with Black churches. It is the place where Black people can go and be themselves. It's a place where they can go and be with other like-minded people as equals. It is a place where they can go for community involvement and community growth and advancement. It is a place where they could go to develop and demonstrate their talents. Look at every Black successful artist, singer, actor. They got their start in a church. there's a reason for it. Because that's where you go for that sort of thing in the Black community. And so there is this kind of mistaken impression that Black people are more spiritual. They are not. They might go to church more. They're not more spiritual. That's just a gross misreading of, you know, life in America and our history and, you know, the role of Black churches in Black communities. Okay. That's good. What do you think, though? You know, these are some of my opinions, some of my thoughts. Why do you think that more people are disengaging with the Bible? This is not a question of why do you think people are walking away from the church? Why do you think that people are disengaging with the Bible? Yeah, I've given my reasons. Now it's your time. You know what to do. Skepticsandseekers.squarespace.com. Log in your Discuss account. Discuss away. Send me an email, skepticsandseekers@gmail.com. Until next time, I'll see you in the comments. And in the meantime, I'm out.